Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Jesse Blake Sports Report with Jesse Blake.
There's one Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady stat that's kind of stuck in my mind all weekend long and during this Bills game that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs obviously won because that's all they do. All they do is win. And recording this minutes after they just won and they're going to another Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes is going to go and try and win his fourth Super Bowl. And the one thing that kept sticking in my mind was that Tom Brady won three Super Bowls pretty quick in his career. And then he went to a couple, he lost. And then Tom Brady's fourth Super Bowl win, the guy we regard as the greatest quarterback of all time, he won his fourth Super Bowl when he was 37 years old. And now Patrick Mahomes hasn't won the Super Bowl yet. He just defeated the Bills so that he'll face the Philadelphia Eagles in a couple weeks in the Super Bowl to try and win his fourth Super Bowl. And he has the opportunity to do that. Let me just triple check. How old is Patrick Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes, according to Google, is 29. He's going to do it 8 years ahead of where Tom Brady did it. And I think, and who are we kidding ourselves when I sit here and I'm like, he might do it. You know, he hasn't won the Super Bowl yet. Obviously, he needs to go and make that victory, get that victory in 2 weeks. But we shouldn't ever believe that he's not going to win until he proves it, because that was the mentality going into this game. It's the weirdest 15-2 team in the regular season. Then they win that playoff game, so 16-2. And then the one game that they lost to Denver, they didn't play anybody, so technically they're 15-1. And then they win the playoff game, so they're 16-1. And yet everybody tried to convince themselves, me included, that Josh Allen and the Bills could beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's not something that is a reality while this man is quarterback. And you saw it in the game where we can go over the little things that go against the Bills, but when given the opportunity to execute, he always gets it done. So for me, the big point, the whole thing of the game is this the only thing we need to talk about, because if they get this, who knows how differently the whole world is. But fourth down, Josh Allen, QB sneak. It kind of looks like he got it, but he didn't quite get it, according to the referees in the stadium watching it on the field, who marked it short. And then the referees who are in the video review room in New York looking at it, and they don't overturn the call. Buffalo does not get the first down. They turn the ball over on downs to the Kansas City Chiefs. Eventually, the Chiefs put up 3 points. They go ahead. The Buffalo gets the ball back. They stop Buffalo on a fourth down blitz. That's unbelievable call there by Spagnuolo. What a play to blitz the corners. They get Josh Allen, but Josh Allen is superhuman. There's 99% of humans on earth in that fourth down play where the Bills turn over the ball again on downs and Dalton Kincaid has the opportunity to catch the ball, but he doesn't catch the ball. 99% of quarterbacks on earth are sacked on that play. But Josh Allen and the other guy on the other end of the field, Patrick Mahomes, are probably the two humans who do not get sacked in that instance. Josh Allen, he's so damn good, and that's why this result is so disappointing. But on that one play, I'm just speeding through the part of the game that's the most important. Josh Allen, on that one play, goes back. He manages somehow to pick up on that blitz so quickly, run all the way back, throw a pop fly in the air that is to Dalton Kincaid, who then cannot catch the ball. And essentially, that's where the season ended for the Bills. But there was another opportunity for the Bills defense to stop the Chiefs and get the ball back. And out of sheer luck, they got two shots at it. Because initially, the Kansas City Chiefs had the ball and the Buffalo Bills had three timeouts. So you stop them three times. They are going to run the ball three times up the middle. Stop them. Call three timeouts. Get the ball back. They punt. Whatever. Josh Allen gets like 50 seconds on the clock to hopefully get a field goal, tie the game, force it overtime, maybe get a TD. Chiefs mess up because I think it's Pacheco who gets the play to the outside. He gets a first down, but he also goes out of bounds. So Bills defense gets shot number two to stop the Chiefs. And this is where we get back to the original conversation in that when given the opportunity to execute, there has never been a moment in time during this three-peat that Patrick Mahomes did not successfully execute. And that is the difference between him and the rest of the known universe. Patrick Mahomes, in the moment when it's third down, Chiefs can get a first down to end the game and go to the Super Bowl. He gets that first down on a nice little play where Hunt comes through the O-line. He's open for the catch out of the backfield. Mahomes finds him with enough time because the offensive line gave him enough time. Hunt gets the catch, slides down, first down Chiefs, game over, Super Bowl. And that's it. Like, that is the Chiefs dynasty as a whole. That is Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. It's, we get this opportunity because this play went our way. The Josh Allen stuff on fourth down, where it looked like the Bills were going to score a touchdown, at least get a field goal, something, when they had that opportunity and that late drive when the game was tied. When we got this shot, we never wasted it. And continually, that's what they do, and Patrick Mahomes does in particular. So now we get into this new era of, like, where does Patrick Mahomes sit in the sports landscape? Not even in terms of football, because he's far and away the best football player on the planet, and he has been for years. Now he's in the GOAT conversation with Tom Brady if he wins, because, like I said, Tom Brady went to a couple of Super Bowls in between his three and then the fourth, where he didn't get it till he was 37. He lost the 2011 Super Bowl to the Giants. He lost the 2007 Super Bowl to the Giants, and then previously had won the 2004 Super Bowl against the Eagles. So now we get, like, if he wins it, is he the GOAT, even though he doesn't have seven? Because Tom Brady's longevity is a large reason that Tom Brady is the greatest super quarterback of all time. So Patrick Mahomes will need that longevity. But I think it's without a doubt the greatest 8 year. Is it 8 or 7 year run? 7 year run for Patrick Mahomes. And if we want to run it down, this is the loss in the AFC Championship to the Tom Brady Patriots in overtime, won the Super Bowl against the 49ers, lost the Super Bowl against the Tom Brady Buccaneers, where they got demolished in 2020. Lost in the AFC Championship game in a weird game against the Bengals, where the 13-second game against the Bills in the AFC Championship, divisional round, and then the AFC Championship, he loses in OT again to the Bengals. Wins the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Wins the Super Bowl against the 49ers, and now is probably going to win the Super Bowl against the Eagles. That is the greatest 7 year run of all time. I'm looking here at Tom Brady's best 7 year run, and that would be the run from when he won the Super Bowl. And in between that, they missed the playoffs in the 2002 season, but they did three Super Bowls in 4 years. But there's a missed playoffs in there. There's a loss in the divisional round. And then if we're extending to 7 years, there's a loss in the AFC Championship game to the Colts as well. The greatest 7 year run in the history of football easily will take place next week or 2 weeks when Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl against the Eagles. I feel so bad for Bills fans right now, because in any other era, this Bills team is at least in a Super Bowl. They probably have a ring right now if Patrick Mahomes doesn't exist. And the second greatest quarterback in the sport right now, in Josh Allen, his time in this league is being wasted because he keeps running up against the greatest of all time. And it's such a shame. It's such a shame for his career that he has to play in this era. But it's not his fault. And that's just the reality of sports. You know, sometimes there you're just in this realm where Michael Jordan exists. You know, like you look at the 90s, you say how many other great players would have had something, you know, and if they didn't have the 90s Bulls up against them every single year. So I thought it was good at the end of the broadcast when they mentioned that the last three-peat we've seen in the big four North American sports was the Lakers, who did it in the early 2000s. That's how long it's been since we've witnessed this history. Three-peats are there an anomaly. You know, they don't come around every now and again. So I think it'll be something really cool to watch in a couple weeks, because greatness, as much as we hate it, and I think this is where I'm going to leave it. As much as we hate watching the Kansas City Invitational, as I mentioned, Nick Wright likes to call it in the AFC Championship game, as much as we love rooting against the big giant and watching them lose and how the entire world, for the worst reasons ever, thought that the Bills could get it done, as much as we love rooting against the Chiefs, watching greatness is why we watch sports. We watch sports for the athletes who are so much better than the 0.001% of athletes, because this is the top of the world in athletic performance in the individual sport that they play in. This is the top of the world in football, and we are watching somebody who is on top of that world. And that is, at the end of the day, what we remember most about sports. It's the Michael Phelps of the world. It is the Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Connor McDavid, and his skill. No championships, but the MVPs, the Hart trophies, and the skill we watch. Sidney Crosby, so that people don't get mad when I say Connor McDavid. The Sidney Crosby, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest players of all time. And we are witnessing one of them right now. And we are lucky to be witnessing that player play football. So that's where I'm going to leave it. Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Get your bets in. It's free money. It's free money just to bet the Chiefs to win. That is it for me today, tonight. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be listening to me marvel in the beauty of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I will see you again here very soon. Good night from Toronto.
And that is how it's done.
The Jesse Blake Sports Report with Jesse Blake.
Jesse Blake, the guy that likes to hear his name twice in one sentence. Sure, I know him. No, he doesn't have an ego at all.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.